This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance.
Joining me is Krishona Martinson, an Extension Equine Specialist with the University of Minnesota. Today we're going to visit about early spring grazing. Krishona, what is the most important factor in deciding when to turn horses out on pasture?
So that's a great question. And I think a lot of horse owners, when they see the first signs of green grass after a long winter, they get so excited. But they really have to practice patience. And we really need to let our cool season grass pastures, those would be pastures that contain timothy and brome grass and orchard grass and bluegrass, we need to let them grow up to about 6 to 8 inches tall, and then we can start to slowly acclimate the horses to the grazing system.
Putting horses out on pasture too early can cause problems.
Well, it's really for the health of the horse and for the health of the pasture. We know that maybe about 10 to 15% of the horse population, and that is an estimate, has an issue with too many non-structural carbohydrates and how that impacts their health and their well-being. When grasses are very small, when they're less than 2 inches tall, they're really high in these non-structural carbohydrates. So although for the vast majority of horses, this isn't an issue, for some horses, especially horses that have had laminitis in the past, that are maybe overweight or have other metabolic issues like insulin resistance, grazing on grass that is that young can be very, very dangerous and can really adversely affect their health.
What are some of the strategies to get the most benefit from pasture forage for your horses?
I think some of the things we need to consider, feed is a number one cost for any livestock owner. And generally, pasture is about the third of the cost of hay. So ways to optimize pasture use is to ensure that you're not overgrazing the grasses and that your pasture remains as productive as possible, as long as possible. So another reason we do not want to graze when the grass is really small is that obviously plants use their leaves to produce photosynthesis and energy. If you have an animal like a horse that is constantly removing the leaf surface, what happens is that the plants have to rely on their stored carbohydrates in their roots. Well, if you keep on removing that leaf material, they can't use photosynthesis. They eventually will deplete their root reserves, and then the pasture dies, and you have these large, bare, open spots. And can you guess what would grow in bare open spots in a horse pasture? Weeds, and weeds are very bad for horses. So usually what we see is people that graze too early or do not allow for rest. Their pastures turn into nothing but weeds. There's, you know, almost 20 very common poisonous plants, poisonous weeds to horses. And we just want to make sure that we have a healthy pasture that can outcompete those weeds and poisonous plants.
What can owners do to protect their horses and keep weeds and poisonous plants out of their pasture?
There's really five main things. The first one is mowing. We know we want to start grazing when the grass is about 6 to 8 inches tall. And horses don't graze uniformly. They're very selective grazers. But on average, you always want to leave 3 to 4 inches of residual material so that plant can regrow. So in some areas, when you mow, there'll be nothing to mow because the horses really like that grass. And then in other areas, you might be mowing and leaving a little bit of a windrow, which is just fine. So mowing helps control weeds, but it also helps reset your pasture and keep everything at a uniform growth rate, which is really important to effectively use your pasture. The other things that you can do is resting your pasture and not overgrazing it. Good fertility. You have to fertilize grass pastures every year with nitrogen, and each state has a different recommendation for nitrogen applications. Phosphorus and potassium are based off a soil test. And then, if necessary, you can use herbicide to control some of those more difficult weeds or those really pesky, dense patches of weeds.
Do you have any other advice about early spring grazing?
Sure. I think the other thing is people also need to remember that any time we change a horse's diet, whether it's a grain or a hay or pasture, we have to do it slowly. So what we recommend in the early spring after the horses have been held off of pasture because of the winter is we only want to graze them in 15-minute increments. So day one is 15 minutes, and then we add 15 minutes until we reach 5 hours. Then we've allowed that horse's digestive tract to acclimate to the fresh pasture, and we can then allow them to graze 24/7 if you have enough pasture. Just simply opening up the gate and wishing them luck, you're asking for a lot of problems.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Krishona.
You're welcome. I was happy to be here.
That's Krishona Martinson, Extension Equine Specialist at the University of Minnesota. She's been today's guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you for listening, and tune in again next week for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.